jungle wars of 65. My weapon jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug it scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have to die. I said, well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his. And he said, the boys just call me Captain. They seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us. And I thought it was the end we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush. And that big marine, he just swatted with his hand. Out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camelfly. When I said his name, the soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, you may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage, and he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big marine named Camouflage. Whoa, Camouflage. Things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa. Jungle fight, and you feel a presence near, or hear a voice that in your mind will lie. Just be thankful that you're not alone, and you've got some company from a big marine boys call Camouflage.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is bringing the demons back to America from the Iraq War. Bringing the demons back to America from the Iraq War. As most of you have heard, there has been 4 blasts in Austin, Texas. 4 IEDs from in Austin, Texas, that leads police to believe a serial bomber is on the loose. So today we have IEDs now in American soil. And if you do some research and if you do some studying, you're going to realize there's more and more of these IEDs are surfacing in America. And this really never happened before. We all have to accept it really never happened before. I mean, we've had the Unabomber and we've had incidents like that. But these IEDs are more and more are starting to pop up all across America. And you have to ask yourself why. Well, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We're bringing the demons back from countries that we fight a war in, and we're bringing them home back to American soil. And there's a lot that's changed. And so if you go in and you fight a war, when you go to another country, you're not only fighting a war physically, but you're also engaging in a spiritual battle. There's a spiritual war that's taking place. See, if we're not equipping our soldiers on the spiritual level to fight a war, we will be defeated. This is very biblical that you must go into battle with the leading of Jesus. With our chaplains now that they've taken Jesus out of the chaplaincy in the military, where they're hiring more and more Muslim chaplains, more chaplains that do not accept Jesus, how can we win against our enemies? But as we go, history has declared, as we fight a war, we engage in a spiritual battle also, and if we're not protected, these demons will come back and into the American soil, and not only on them, the veterans and the veterans' homes. So a lot of children of Vietnam vets have suffered. Why? Because the demons were brought back from Vietnam. A lot of Vietnam vets are now homeless. A lot of veterans are homeless from the Vietnam, mostly the Vietnam era. Why? Because if you study Buddhism, they wander place to place, so those spirits fall back on these veterans, their homes, and even their children. This is happening in the United States of America. So America goes over to the Middle East just to have the demons from the Middle East come back on America. As an Iraq combat veteran myself, we dealt with IEDs. And now, what is happening in the United States of America? Let's look at everything that happened since the 9-1-1 as we engaged in the Middle East crisis. Well, our TSA has gotten tighter, stricter on the airports. Our police departments are now militarized. The same thing that you saw overseas, you're now seeing in America. And this is very spiritual, what is happening to America, because we're exercising the demons of every country and we're not even protected ourselves. So therefore, the demons are coming in and they're possessing the American people. Our churches are being possessed. We are now a country that's literally being possessed by Satan. Okay? And the reason why I am preaching this is because I just saw on television that there was four IEDs all over Austin, Texas. Very interesting. In Iraq, IEDs are all over, but now the demons are coming to America. Please understand this demonic stronghold of a death culture that we are creating has come to the United States of America, and the only way to defeat this is literally to bring Jesus back. And so the American people started moving out of the major cities. Our cities started to collapse. We started doing business with the Chinese. And if you know anything about the Chinese, if you studied about them, they want imperial power. They want to control countries through their economy, not through the war. And so China now owns the majority of the United States, majority of our land. The Chinese own Hollywood. And China owns Silicon Valley, and now we have created an infrastructure, a technocratic infrastructure, that now controls and takes the freedoms and the privacies away of the American people. So we did business with the Chinese, and the demons of the Chinese came to the American people and produced this evil technocratic grid. So right now in America, we have unsolved IEDs in Austin, Texas. In March of 2018, we have unsolved IEDs. We have somebody that is putting these IEDs in around Austin, Texas. We don't know who it is. That's a spirit that comes from the Middle East. We never had to deal with this as a country. And it could possibly get even worse around the United States unless we bring Jesus back. Now, if you turn with me to the Bible of Acts chapter 19, verse 13 and 16, some Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." The seven sons of Sceva, Jewish chief priest, was doing this. And one day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. Now, here we have the seven sons of Sceva. They were sons of a Jewish high priest who was a priest in the Sanhedrin, was a priest in the church. And so they saw Paul casting out demons. And so he had the power, he had the ability to do it, given to him by Jesus. But they thought because they were the high priest, they thought because they was in the government system that they could do this. And the son said, "Hey, my dad's the high priest, so therefore I have the power to cast out demons, to do these kind of exorcists." But instead of doing exorcists, they became exorcised, and they literally was taken over by these evil spirits. Now, they engaged in a spiritual war. They engaged in a battle that they weren't prepared or even qualified to do. They weren't spiritually qualified. They thought because they were sons of a high priest that made them spiritually qualified, but they were not. So engaged into the spiritual battle, instead they got their butts kicked. Now, the American people are engaging with a lot of business overseas. They're engaging in wars overseas, but they're also got to understand you're engaging in some spiritual lands with strong spiritual demons, and you are bringing them back to the United States of America. And what was a pure nation, a nation of Christianity has now been flooded with Muslims, now is being flooded with IEDs, now being flooded with the Chinese. Our borders are wide open, and we are in some serious, serious trouble. And so now, among them that wished to enter into this demonic, they began to invoke the name, saying, "We command thee by Jesus whom Paul preaches to go out." And the evil spirits angered and said unto them, "Jesus I know, but who are you? Who are you?" And so they ended up beating up these sons of the Pharisees. Now, please stay with me today. America wants to exorcise the nation's demons, the world's demons. That's really who we are. We want to exorcise the world's demons, and literally, America is becoming unqualified to do that because we have taken Jesus Christ out of the nation. You can't exorcise demons if you are a demon yourself. And so when Jesus was casting out demons in Matthew 12:24, they were saying, "You are casting demons out by Beelzebub. Beelzebub is casting the demons out." And he says, if I, Jesus is saying this, was casting out demons by Beelzebub, if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, then whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason, they will be your judges. America has replaced true biblical chaplains with Satan chaplains. The churches, the preachers on the pulpit are now Satan preachers. And now we are being taken over by Satan, and the very demons, that the very countries that we went to war with, those demons are coming back on our land. We used to go overseas and see the police department in Germany, and they would be carrying machine guns and holding everyone in bondage. So we exorcised those demons over there, and now they came back to us. So I want you to think about something. The Vietnam vets go to Vietnam, they come back, they're homeless. Why? Buddhism wanders place to place. This is not... We got to understand something. These possessed with devils, much difficulty exists, as much has been written. Respecting those in the New Testament said to be possessed with the devil. It has been maintained by many that the sacred writers meant only by the expression to denote that who were melancholy or an epileptic or afflicted with some grievous disease. These opinions have been supported by arguments too long to be repeated here. And on the other hand, it has been composed that the person so described were under the influence of evil spirits who had complete possession of that person and who produced many symptoms of disease, not unlike melancholy and madness and epilepsy, that such as the fact will appear from the following. Now listen. In the Bible, demon possession was real. Evil spirits were real. Why are not preachers speaking about these evil spirits that are possessing the American people today, that are making more Americans sick? We have created a death culture. We have fought, we have spent billions of dollars to the Middle East to fight against their gods. And now their gods are on our land. And now you have seen the beheadings of, we've seen Jesus taken out of the hospitals, Jesus taken out of the public schools, Jesus taken out of this land. We have seen crosses taken down. We have seen beheadings of the Virgin Mother Mary. We have seen these demons. And now, you wonder why We have now IEDs in Austin, Texas. This is very serious, and it's time to get serious. America has to bring Jesus back to this country. The first thing I want to tell you is that Christ and the apostles spoke to them, and of them as such, that they addressed them and managed them precisely as if they were so possessed, leaving their hearers to infer beyond a doubt that such were their real opinions. So they spake, conversed, they asked questions, they gave answers, and expressed their knowledge of Christ and their fear of Him. Now, let me tell you something, that Satan does fear Jesus Christ. You must say the name of Jesus. Satan fears Jesus Christ. And he knows those that are on this earth and that is called by Jesus Christ and those that walk in the power of Jesus Christ. He knows those. And so Satan feared Jesus Christ, things that certainly could not be said of diseases. So, here, we're not talking about diseases here. We're talking totally demon possession. Total takeover of the body. Here we have the nation of America that's being possessed by the demons of the world. And Matthew 8:29, and they cried out, saying, "What business do we have with each other, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Here we see that Satan had some relationship with God. Satan somehow knew who God was. And Satan feared Jesus Christ, obviously, so much that he crucified him on the cross. But he had a relationship. He knew who God was. And so the seven sons of the Pharisee, the seven sons of Sceva, who worked in the Sanhedrin, said, "I want this gift." But they were in the church, but they were Satan's children. In the church today, our churches are being manifested with Satan, Jezebel, beast children, those who worship the New World Order beast. We have Jezebel spirits. The women are being controlled in the churches today. They're controlling the pastors. They're weaving their web. Yes, this is the great Babylonian whore. This is the whore that rises from the depths of the sea. This is the whore that controls the nations. We are being taken over by the very demons that we went and fought against. In Luke 8:28, seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell before him and said in a loud voice, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." He's like, "Look, Jesus, here I am possessing an individual. What business do you have with me? I want to possess this person. What business do you have with me, Jesus? What business do you have with me, Jesus?" You see, they had some kind of relationship. And when you go to Isaiah chapter 14, we know that Satan was a beautiful angel at one time who fell to earth. He was a beautiful angel, second in command, who fell to earth. And so, America, now we are possessed by the very demons that we brought into this nation. Solomon's downfall was women. Women of other nations. They came in and what? They destroyed the whole kingdom. Why? Because not only do you bring people from other countries, you also bring their gods. And let me tell you something. America is only great by Jesus Christ. But when you bring the other gods in, that's when the demons start rising. So they are represented as going out of a person possessed and entering the bodies of others. So what is happening, the demons that we are now, we're going to fight, we went to Iraq, we fought a war, the soldiers fought a war, the demons from the very people that they wanted to heal, they weren't qualified to cast these demons out, and so they came back and entered into the bodies of the American soldiers. So the demons took over the spirit of the American soldiers, the veterans. And so they went back home, and of course the veterans joined the police department, all the veterans did all this. Meanwhile, carrying the same demon from Iraq back. Carrying the same demon that followed them back. So now the demons that were never really exercised, never really was left in Iraq, now comes to American soil, now manifests itself on the American soil, and now enters into our schools, our police departments, and through our whole infrastructure. This is a very serious time. So now, look what's happening to America. Donald Trump is engaging in these high-level spiritual warfare. He's engaging, doing the best he can. He's going against the deep state. He's trying to build the wall. He's trying to keep the demons out. Our school systems now have taken Jesus, they've taken Jesus out, the Ten Commandments out, and look what's happening to the school systems. Why? We are allowing demons from other countries to come into the United States of America. The drug epidemic that happened in Mexico is now infiltrating to the United States. It has been for years. And so, what happens? Unsolved IEDs in Austin, Texas is what I read today. The fourth blast in Austin leads police to believe a serial bomber, IEDs, that are putting IEDs, is on the loose. IEDs are now in America. It never happened before. But IEDs were all over Iraq. We are fighting the war in Iraq, bringing the demons home. The militarization of our airports, the militarization of our police, more cameras on every street, and less privacy for all Americans. Yes, America is doing a really good job exercising these demons, but they were not ever qualify. You see, the seven sons of Sceva, of the Jewish chief priests, they were doing this. You see, they saw Paul casting out demons and said, I want that gift. I want to cast out these demons. Instead, the demons jumped on them, beat them, and they ran out of the home naked and bleeding. America, we're being possessed by Satan, is what I'm trying to tell you. Our churches have been possessed by Satan. Our families, our homes, the whole country is being possessed by Satan. Our movies are now. China is now controlling Hollywood and possessing the young children's minds. Vietnam vets, they go and they fight a war in Vietnam. And some of them kill families. And that spirit comes back to them and their children. Bringing the demons back to America from the Iraq war and from other wars. And now our country could end up looking like Iraq. Our country is being not only taken over by Islam, the Muslims from Iraq, now our country is being taken over by the Chinese. And we continue to disrespect Russia, who has the largest nuclear arsenal in the world. So Jesus spoke to them. He asked them their name, and they answered him, and he threatened them, commanded them to be silent, to depart, and not to return. In Mark 1:25, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." In Mark 5:8, "For he had been saying to him, 'Come out of this man, you unclean spirit.'" In 9:26, "After crying out loud and throwing him into a terrible convulsion, it came out, and the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, 'He is dead.'" So most of these folks, they profess to know Christ. Demons know Christ. You need to understand that demons know Jesus Christ. I mean, this is crazy, because churches are now possessed by demons, and they will look at you and say, "I know Christ." And those possessed who said, "I know Christ," to be acquainted with the Son of God, they say, "I know Jesus, and I'm acquainted with Jesus, but I am Satan. Satan says, 'I know who Christ is, and I'm acquainted with the Son of God, but I'm still possessing.'" So in Luke 4:34, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Satan definitely knows who Jesus is. And he is terrified of Jesus. And he is possessing people. And Mark 1:24 is saying, "What business do we have with each other, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. I know who you are. I am acquainted with you, Jesus. I know who you are." Now, very interesting. America is supposed to be a Christian nation. We're going fighting wars, and we're fighting wars overseas. We're doing business overseas, but we're not engaging in the spiritual battle. And so we're bringing the demons back overseas, and it's destroying this whole country. Evil is rising. We're producing a death culture. We're taking out Jesus. I mean, the Chinese, if you study the Chinese, they don't want you to have any kind of religion or faith. And what would that spirit of the Chinese do? Well, we see the shootings in the church. We also see them taking out Jesus. We also see crosses coming down. Why? They don't want you to have a faith or a religion. Well, that's why they went and invaded Tibet. And so, they went after the Dalai Lama, and of course, they didn't want the Dalai Lama to have a faith. You see, if they take your faith away, if they take your church away, if they take Jesus away, they take everything away, America. And that is exactly what's happened, because we have Judas Iscariots that have sold this country out. So those that were possessed, they knew who Christ was. They acknowledged his name. "If it may be denied that Christ believed in such possessions, it does not appear why any other clear sentiments of this may not in the same way be disputed." So Satan have possessed human bodies, and Satan inflicts diseases, okay? And Jesus came to the poor. Satan wants to make you poor. And Jesus wants to heal your body. Jesus wants to give you faith. He wants to give you confidence. And he wants to strengthen you. So there is a strong opposite energy. So Jesus Christ would show his power over his enemies of himself and of man, and thus to evince himself qualified to meet every enemy of the race and triumphantly to redeem his people. Yes. And Acts 26:18, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and the inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith. Romans 16:20 says it like this: the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Satan is real. And he is possessing the American people. And he's doing it in many ways. I'm here to tell you today that we are bringing demons back to the United States. Bringing the demons back to America from the Iraq War. This is what's happening in Austin, Texas right now. And it could possibly happen in more places across America. And we have to understand that we are having a spiritual problem in this country. We are all being desensitized, dehumanized, and demoralized. We are all on these pharmaceutical medicines. We're all being destroyed. And we're all getting more sick. Until we come to a realization that we are destroying each other and come together and bring Jesus back and have morality again. Until we put Jesus back in our families, Jesus back in our homes, we can never solve these evil that's entered into the United States of America today. And I can only say and pray, and I plead to you to bring Jesus back in your heart. Bring Jesus back into your life. And I plead to you to go help your neighbor. I plead to you, don't be too selfish or greedy. Give, and it shall be given back to you. I plead to you to love, even though you might not be loved back. I plead to you to go help somebody that needs help. Encourage somebody that needs to be encouraged. Love somebody that needs to be loved. But we are in a war. I want you to think about everything. What's really happening to America? Are we possibly bringing demons back onto our soil? I would have to say yes. And how are we doing that? Well, we are destroying good, spiritual men and women in this country. We are destroying them by this technocratic grid. We have done everything we can as a society to make it more evil. And as long as we continue to do that, Satan will continue to possess more and more people around this country. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
Well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his, and he said the voice through the brush and all around our ears. It was then I saw this big marine light a fire in his eye, and it was strange, but suddenly I forgot my fears. Side by side we took our battle stand, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man, 'cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran, and it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it him through a bush, and that big marine, he just swatted with his hand, just like it was a fly. Whoa, camouflage, things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, camouflage, this was an awfully strange marine. When I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, "You may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage, and he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, 'Semper Fi,' and said his only wish was to save a young marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now." And we both said a prayer for a big marine named Camouflage. Whoa, camouflage, things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, jungle fight, and you feel a presence near, or hear a voice that in your mind will lie, just be thankful that you're not alone, and you've got some company from a big marine, boys call Camouflage.